Folks, I need you to pay attention to this one because there's something weird happening inside the MAGA coalition right now. You have some of the biggest names in the MAGA movement, Nick Fuentes, Laura Loomer, Michael Knowles, and several others, who are openly calling for the deportation of people like Hassan Piker and Mehdi Hassan, who have been some of the most effective voices standing up to this administration. And they're being so open about the reason that they're doing it. Yes, it's rooted in racism and Islamophobia and all the other things that they use to create culture war spectacles to divide the American people. But they're saying that this could save Donald Trump's presidency. They're saying that if they deport Hassan Piker or Mehdi Hassan, that it could save the MAGA movement in its entirety. And what they're really admitting is that they have no ideas, no momentum, no forward vision for this country. They don't know what to do about the flailing war in Iran right now. They don't know what to do with the economy. They don't know what to do with anything. They're like the dog that caught the car. And now what they're trying to do is they want to create a spectacle. They want to deport Hassan. They want to deport Mehdi. They want to go after and abuse the power of the DOJ to attack anyone who might stand in their way. And Nick Fuentes and Laura Loomer and Michael Knowles are cheering that on. They're admitting defeat in a way that I don't think they understand. Because if the only way they can win is by deporting the people who speak out against them, then they're going to lose at the ballot box in November. Let's dive in and talk about how this whole ordeal, this attack on Hassan Piker, this attack on Mehdi Hassan, the attacks on Democratic and pro-democracy content creators exposes everything that is broken about Donald Trump's MAGA movement. Before I get started, my name is Mike Nellis. I'm filling in for my buddy Adam Mockler today. Make sure that you subscribe to both our feeds below, and please be sure to engage with this video. The more that you like, share, comment, hype, the more that you engage with what Adam and I are doing to build independent media companies that can stand up to MAGA, the more people will see it, the quicker we'll grow, and the quicker we'll be able to beat these guys at the ballot box in November.
And so we're also going to talk tonight about this investigation that's been opened up. I believe Hassan Piker was subpoenaed by the Department of Justice, and this has to do with the fact that he visited Cuba. There's been a lot of new restrictions added on what American citizens are able to do in Cuba. This is through the Treasury Department because Cuba is under intense sanctions from the United States. So this has to do with his recent trip there, a hotel that he stayed at, this convoy that he was a part of. He's being subpoenaed by the DOJ. Here's the thing. See, here's my problem. Why all the half measures? A lousy subpoena? Who cares about a subpoena? I got subpoenaed. I didn't even answer it.
So stop right there, because much like the majority of the Republican Party coalition, of which, whether or not he admits it, Nick Fuentes is a part of, it's based entirely on grievance. There's nothing else to them. They see people who have too much. They want to take it away from them. They see the things that have happened to them. Nick Fuentes was subpoenaed because of his involvement in the January 6th insurrection and because of his involvement in the attack on Charlottesville, which was completely and totally disgusting. This guy is a white supremacist neo-Nazi piece of shit, and he is allergic to any level of accountability that might help the federal government understand what he's truly involved of in any meaningful level. Now, the DOJ, which is being run by Donald Trump's former personal attorney, the acting attorney general, Todd Blanche, who's basically still acting as Donald Trump's attorney general, is going after Donald Trump's political enemies. Really, there's no difference between Nick Fuentes and Donald Trump. Obviously, Fuentes has turned on Trump over the war in Iran and the economy, which is purely based on self-interest, because he has an audience of young men who are pissed about the war, who are pissed about the state of the economy and feel betrayed by Donald Trump. You can see that in the polling data. You can see that on my YouTube channel if you want to look, because I cover Fuentes quite a bit here. But Fuentes is admitting that what would most make him happy, what would most get him back in line in the Trump coalition, that would get him kissing Donald Trump's ass again, would be if they were to imprison and jail Hassan Piker. And as I'll show you in a little bit, the reason that Trump is doing this is not because he's concerned about what Hassan Piker did in Cuba or whether or not there was any inappropriate exchanges of money or anything like that. It's because he's his enemy. And he sees a scary, dark-skinned man that he can turn into a boogeyman just like the rest of the MAGA media ecosystem. And because Laura Loomer asked him to. Laura Loomer has a close, inappropriate personal relationship with the president of the United States, gets him to do whatever the hell she wants, has him going after Hassan Piker, has been going after Mehdi Hassan, has been going after other people, including people like me, which we'll talk about in a little bit. But this is a tremendous, tremendous problem, because Fuentes is admitting that the only reason he stepped out of line is because he's not getting what he wants. not what his supporters or his followers need, which are good paying jobs, opportunity to buy a house, being able to not be sent over to another forever war. It's that he has petty grievances and grudges that he wants to see the federal government enact on his behalf. That's all that this is about.
They asked me for 6 million documents. I didn't give them anything. We ignored it. We said, you know, that's going to take us a lot of time to collate all those documents. We're not doing that. Subpoena. We need Trump to put Hassan Piker in jail forever. We will settle for nothing less. And I said this on Twitter. Let's just call that a good start. You want to get everybody back on the Trump train. You want to get the Groypers back. Approval ratings are in the toilet. Job approval is a disaster. Favorability is lower than after January 6th. You want to get everybody back on board? This is a great idea. Free of charge. Stephen Miller, if you can hear me. Stephen Miller's wife, if you can hear me. J.D. Vance, Usha Vance, if you can hear me. Let's run this up the flagpole. Let's get this done. Let's put our differences aside just this once. And let's just put this guy in jail forever. Let's just take Hassan Piker and let's put him under the jail forever.
Let's just go ahead and stop right there, because Hassan Piker might not be my favorite creator in the world. I have plenty of things that I disagree with him on. I have plenty of things I've seen him say that make me shake my head. But as far as I know, as far as Nick Fuentes knows, there's no evidence that he's done anything wrong that would break the law. Now, again, if they can prove something, then fine. I'm happy with that. But you and I both know that we live in a country right now that is basically a banana republic with a Department of Justice that is abusing its power and going after Donald Trump's political enemies. They don't care about foreign government interference in our elections. They don't care about the passage of money like that. Donald Trump is openly taking bribes from foreign governments through his crypto company, through the jet that he took from the Qatari government. We know that Republican and MAGA-oriented content creators like Benny Johnson and Tim Pool have been taking money from the Russian government. We know that Laura Loomer has been taking money from the Israeli government. This is a known thing, guys. There is a ton of foreign interference in our elections, and this administration wants to do nothing about it. In fact, they shut down the Biden DOJ from being able to do that the minute that they took over, because they didn't want Tim Pool or Benny Johnson to get in trouble, because they're some of their most effective mouthpieces on the Republican Party side. So they don't really care about that. And again, Fuentes admits it's a good start. We should imprison Hassan Piker. Again, they have no ideas. They have no ideas. Nothing that Fuentes cares about has anything to do with you sitting at home, about whether or not you can actually achieve the American dream, whether or not you and your family are safe, whether or not you can live a life of dignity and opportunity that you deserve. No, they don't care about that. It's petty grievances. They see a scary looking guy over there. They see somebody that they can boogeyman because of the color of their skin, and they go after them. And again, this all comes back to Laura Loomer, and I'm gonna show you this next, because here's Laura Loomer calling for Mehdi Hasan and Hassan Piker and others to be deported simply because of their political beliefs, which is completely and totally disgusting and anti-American.
People need to start going to jail. You shouldn't be allowed to make these types of comments if you're Jimmy Kimmel and Kathy Griffin and all these other crazies out there, Rosie O'Donnell and James Comey. We know all the worst offenders, right? Hassan Piker. Who else out there? There's so many of these lunatics out there. There's so many of these communist Muslim freaks that make threats against the president on a daily basis. Mehdi Hasan. I mean, these people are just so sick. The worst of the worst in our society. And it's time for them to start getting rounded up in jail. They need to go to jail.
And we'll pause it right there on that break, because the worst of the worst. Let me tell you something. When I'm watching Laura Loomer talk, she's the worst of the worst. And I think we all know that, right? Like, this is a person who has no business having the type of influence she has in this government because of her inappropriate relationship with Donald Trump, which is well documented. And you can go watch the videos I put up on my YouTube channel exposing the fact that the two of them are doing God knows what, whispering sweet nothings into each other's ear. It's disgusting. But Loomer is somebody who is mentally unwell. And the only reason that she has any influence in American government today is because of whatever strange symbiotic relationship that she's created with Donald Trump. But here she is calling, and this was not that long ago, guys. This was just on April 30th, so it was less than a month ago, calling for all of these people to be prosecuted and in prison, and for what? Not for threatening Donald Trump. Not a single one of these people has ever threatened Donald Trump's life. What they have done is threaten his political movement, his political career, his ability to function as president of the United States by criticizing what he's doing on various different levels, whether it be James Comey or Jimmy Kimmel, whether it be Mehdi Hasan or Hassan Piker or anybody else, Kathy Griffin, Rosie O'Donnell. There's nothing that they're doing that's illegal, guys. They have the right to free speech. They have the right to think freely. They have a right to dissent against their government, of which their government is giving us plenty to dissent against. And I'm going to tell you guys, too, Laura Loomer has personally come after me. She's personally come after my business. She got the House Judiciary Committee to send me a series of subpoenas and angry written letters. I had to spend like $100,000 to defend my company and to defend my employees from a crazy conspiracy theory from this lunatic just a few years ago. And she's proud of that. She'll brag about it online all the time about how much money I spend and how much time I had to waste and stuff like that. That's what they do. They abuse the legal system for their own benefit, and they are allergic to any bit of accountability for the crimes that their movement and their king has committed. So that's what this is about. What Trump is experiencing right now from a political point of view is that his numbers are in complete freefall. There's any number of different polls showing Democrats with a double-digit lead in the generic ballot. They know that a blue wave is coming for them in November. Fuentes is openly telling his people, his young male neo-Nazi fans, to go vote Democrat to punish the Republican Party. And it's going to get a lot worse unless something changes with the economy. And they're seeing that the MAGA coalition itself is breaking apart, and he's trying to hold on dearly. So they're throwing red meat to their base. And right now, throwing red meat to the base looks like keeping Laura Loomer happy. It looks like trying to bring Nick Fuentes back into the tent. It looks like trying to do these crazy extreme things. The average American doesn't know who Hassan Piker and Mehdi Hasan are. They don't know who Mike Nellis is either. Okay, they don't know who Adam Mockler is. Sorry, Adam. But a lot of highly engaged people do. And Trump is losing the highly engaged conservative elements of his party. And if he loses those people, there's no coming back for him. There's no ability for him to turn this movement around that's been a complete and total disaster. And that is why Loomer and Fuentes want to turn Hassan Piker and Mehdi Hasan into these boogeymen. That's why they want them deported. They want to remove and imprison anybody who can effectively stand up to them. That's why they came after me. That's why they go after Adam Mockler in the press. That's why they're using the DOJ to go after these two. And they're going to keep doing it, okay? It's not going to get better. It's going to get worse until we boot these people out of office and restore some semblance of decency and common sense and fairness back to the federal government.
Mehdi Hasan needs to be denaturalized. I think a lot of these Muslim agitators who are at these protests holding up these signs, and the communists as well, we need to start rounding these people up. We need to start channeling our inner Joseph McCarthy. We need to start going on our own witch hunts in America against these communist jihadists.
I mean, there you go, right? She wants to bring back Joe McCarthy. They want to create trials, basically public trials, to claim that anybody who disagrees with them is a communist, or what did she say, a Muslim agitator and shit like that. Again, it's pure racism, it's pure Islamophobia, and it is pure fear. Again, I'll say it again, and I'm going to show you one more thing from Michael Knowles. They will go after anybody that they think is a threat to them. It doesn't matter how low on the totem pole they are, they will go after you. And what they really want is you sitting at home. They want you to second guess whether or not you should speak out against this administration. They want you to go, maybe I shouldn't attend that No King's Day protest because I could get put on a list somewhere. They want you to go, I'm not going to document or record what ICE is doing to terrorize immigrant communities in my neighborhood because I might get shot 3 times in the back like Alex Pretty did. They want independent content creators to think twice about what they say against this administration because maybe they'll be indicted like Don Lemon was. That's what they want. They want you to think twice before you dissent, before you take action, before you put your body and your mind and your agency on the line to speak out against these people. And we cannot allow it to happen. Even if you don't like Hassan Piker, you don't like Mehdi Hasan, or you don't like James Comer, or you don't like me, we still have a right and responsibility to stand up for one another when it's very clear that there is politicization and weaponization of the DOJ to silence political opposition in this country. And I'm going to end it here because I want you to see this tweet from Michael Knowles, who is one of the Ben Shapiro Daily Wire guys that's flailing right now with their business just absolutely falling apart, and they're laying off 40-50% of their workers right now. Quote, imprisoning or deporting Hassan Piker would in and of itself make the whole decade-long MAGA movement worthwhile. So I want you to think about that. We've been doing this for 10 long years since Donald Trump came down the golden escalator and basically ruined, or at least further ruined, American politics. And to Michael Knowles, a person who tries to position himself as somebody who is a thinking man's conservative, who is high and mighty and has big ideas for the future of the party, he is content with deporting or imprisoning one guy that he doesn't like, a Twitch streamer that he doesn't like and doesn't agree with. What does that tell you about the depth and the political standing of the MAGA movement? That it has been reduced to scary guy with dark colored skin. We're gonna turn him into a boogeyman and we're gonna go get him deported or in prison. What does that tell you about everything that they stand for? And in fact, it tells you that they stand for nothing. There's nothing. And if they stand for nothing, you'll fall for anything. And that's what's going on with the MAGA movement right now. They're so excited to enact their revenge that they're missing out on the fact that the people who follow them, who listen to them, many of whom, especially for Michael Knowles and the Daily Wire, are leaving their subscriptions. They're no longer following the Daily Wire. They're not engaging with Michael Knowles' videos or Ben Shapiro's videos because they're paying $6 a gallon for gas. They're pissed off about the war. They're pissed off about the corruption. They're pissed off about the cover-up of pedos in the Epstein files. They find that their paycheck's not going as far. They can't afford to buy a house. They can't afford to retire with dignity. People are pissed because they were promised solutions. As much as Donald Trump is a carnival barker, people believed that he would make the economy better. Now, they were wrong about that, and I spoke out against that at the time, as did Adam, as did a lot of other people who knew that Donald Trump was full of shit. But he won because people believed that he would do something to help them. They don't give a shit about any of this. The average person, again, doesn't really know what's going on relative to this. They're not following it the way that a lot of us are, a lot of the way you and I are on this channel right now, but they want solutions. But to Michael Knowles, and again, it just shows you how shameless these people are. To Michael Knowles, as long as Hassan Piker gets imprisoned or deported, the entire MAGA movement will have been worth it. And that is true for Nick Fuentes. It's true for Laura Loomer. It's true for all of these people who don't care about anything other than themselves and the petty whims of their movement that they've created. They're not interested in moving this country forward. They're not interested in coming up with an idea that might actually improve your life. They just want to sow as much chaos and revenge as humanly possible before they run out of time and the Democrats get back in power in Washington. And if this video has been helpful to help expose what's going on right now with Hassan Piker and Mehdi Hasan and many, many others, please do me a favor and make sure that you subscribe to both my channel below and Adam Mokhlish's channel. I post videos like this every single day, as does Adam. Make sure that you engage with this video, your likes, your shares, your comments, your hypes. They make a huge difference for both of us here. And then please hit the bell icon down below to get an update the next time that Adam posts. Really appreciate you guys. And thank you, Adam, for the opportunity to speak to your channel.